You're listening to Treasuring Mothers with your host, Jenny Baxter.
Today on the show, I have my friend Samantha Freestone from Sydney with me. Hi, Samantha.
Hi, Jenny. Hi. Thanks for having me back.
Oh, it's lovely to chat to you. You've always got some great wisdom and insights for other mums, so it's great to talk to you today. Just to fill everybody in, you've got two children. So how old are they?
They are 8 and 6.
8 and 6. So you're a school mum now. Mm-hmm. And
I am a school mum. Now we've even upgraded our car, Jenny, so I could potentially be a soccer mum.
Oh, you know, a soccer mum.
Where you carry all of the people around.
Coming up in
I
the
do.
World.
I can't children around to different events.
Let me just warn you, it's going to be a decades-long sacrifice there, but well done.
Oh, no. Oh, no, Jenny.
Oh, yes. What part does your husband play in that? Surely he does some of the traipsing around too.
He does, Jenny. You know what? We're in quite a unique situation. So my husband is a pastor at a church, and he works part-time, and I work part-time.
Okay.
And with our powers combined, we are full-time. And
right.
It's actually been quite delightful to watch him. So he takes the kids to school. He does the lunches. He makes the meals. He washes clothes. Like, he does that too. It's very much an equal sort of dynamic. Granted, I am probably at home a lot more. So in terms of completely equal, it maybe isn't exactly like that. But he's very involved. In fact, he does my daughter's hair in the morning when I'm not there. You know, he has to brush and I said to him, you know, I can teach you how to plait. And he says, oh, no, I'll just stick with my ponytails. And then a few days later, he sent me a new hairstyle, Jenny, that wasn't one ponytail, he had done two.
Oh.
So, you know, well done to him.
Where do
well
you get a husband him. Like that? Lots of people are wondering, I'm sure.
Where did he learn that? Is that
no,
where
no, no, where did you get a husband like that?
Oh, I don't know. I think he's just somebody who he... Since the kids have been little, he's always been involved. But you know what, Denny? I think what's worked for both of us is that we're friends. Him and I are actually friends. Like, we actually like each other. We were best friends before we got together, before we became a couple. And he saw me at my best and at my worst. And yet he still signed on. I mean, what a guy. But we have really made it a point to connect with each other quite often. So we're in a unique situation that this year, it's been the first year that we've actually had a day off together, which we've never had before. And so we actually hang out together. And it has been so delightful. I guess the reason that we've worked on it is because I don't want to come when my kids leave home one day and I turn to this guy and I say, oh, hello, who are you? Oh, yes, you're my husband. Cool. And the real test has been when we first had, like, little kids, and some people would be so generous and they'd say, we'll babysit you, go on a date. And so we'd go on a date and we'd sit there and we'd talk and we'd think, can we have a conversation that isn't based around our children? Now, I'm not saying that that's a bad thing to have a conversation that's based around your kids. But if it is a conversation that is only about your children, then that's not always great either. And so we realized we could actually have conversation about other things, things that we'd read, things that we'd seen, music that we'd listened to or we liked or whatever. And we just were able to share with one another in those dates. And so it's been really a huge thing for us to make sure you have time. And there have also been seasons where we couldn't go on dates, and I understand that. Not everyone's in that position, and we don't have any family here in Sydney. So we really do rely on our friends to look after our children. But what we also started to do, and maybe this can work for other people, but we did a weekly check-in. So we'd put the kids to bed, finally get through, drag ourselves onto the couch with a cup of tea and some chocolate, and we'd check in with each other. How are you doing? Not just the basic, I did this and this and this. No. How are you doing? Because several years ago, my husband actually had a bit of a mental breakdown. And that was really, really hard. And I essentially lost my husband for 9 months. He was there in body, but mind, not so much. And it was really, really hard. And so he was able to, with the help of a psychologist, get through this mental breakdown, and he was able to push through. But through that time, we had to sit down with each other and say, how are you? What's going on? Check in with each other, just a quick check-in. And also, we were in the habit of, if he woke up or if I woke up in the morning and we're not feeling great, you know, we're feeling that dark cloud, then we just reclaim it. We say, we're having a blue day today, and the other person knows that we're just not doing okay. And so we've also had little codes for each other. So you don't have to go on a long ramble of how is this and that, and I feel like this and this is hurting. Just, I'm having a blue day. And that we know that the person's just having a hard time that day. And so we've worked really hard, because whilst your kids are little, it is also consuming, and you can just focus on them the whole time. But then sometimes it can be the detriment of your own relationship. And it is so important to have a relationship with your spouse that isn't just based around the children, because clearly something about them you liked before kids. You connected with them. You know, you were able to laugh with them. You could be in a room together. And if something were happening, you're just looking across each other from a room and just give each other the look, and you know exactly what that person is thinking. And so we don't want to lose that. Listen, it's hard, and there are days we don't like each other. I'm going to be honest. But we work towards developing that relationship, because in the long run, it's better for us, it's better for the kids, and I love him, and he loves me, and I don't want to lose that.
Yeah, and I think that's what we forget sometimes, that you did fall in love with someone right at the very start. You fell in love with somebody. And mm-hmm. how do we maintain and sustain that feeling for each other? Yeah. It won't be the same emotional overload that it was at first, of course, but there were good reasons you fell in love with that person. It's good reasons why you married that person. So let's continue focusing on the positive so that you can keep going through the years. And as you say, have a friend when your kids leave home. That's such an important thing, isn't it?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
And listen, there are going to be seasons where it is tough. You know, we had seasons when, especially the newborn stage, and I was going to bed at 7 with my kids. Like, I was like, night, night. And my husband looked at me and he said, are we ever going to hang out again? And I said, of course we are. But right now, I need to sleep. I have a 2-year-old and, like, a newborn. I need to be able to survive the day. And so we just had to call it. And there was a season for 6 months where we didn't do our hangout at night or whatever. But you know also what we did, Jenny? We don't have a TV.
That's pretty big. That's pretty big.
Yeah, we don't have a TV. Mm. We discovered early on that we love TV. And we love it a lot. And if it's there, we'll turn it on. And then we won't talk to each other. And so we decided not to have a TV. Mm. So we don't. And yes, there's Netflix and there's Stan and there's other things. And, you know, we will watch a TV show on our laptop or whatever. But if the TV is not there, you can't just turn it on and expect to see, you know, something and watch something that even you might not even want to watch. So we are a bit more deliberate about that. Now, I'm not saying that everyone should go out and throw out their TVs. I'm not saying that at all. I just thought for our situation, we know what it's like, and we know that if we have that, we will not communicate. We will not communicate with each other, and we need to be able to communicate, keep those lines of communication open to keep bettering our relationship.
Yeah, and that's a great place to end, Samantha. So good to talk to you today and just get our heads around some of those relationship things, because it's an important topic, and we can't be good mothers unless we're well supported by the ones we love, of course.
Yes.
Yeah, that's so good. All right, thanks, Samantha. Good to talk.
Thanks, Jenny.
Okay, bye.
Thanks for listening to Treasuring Mothers. Be sure to visit treasuringmothers.com to join the conversation, access show notes, and discover our fantastic bonus content.